Welcome to Art as Told By. In this series, we open our platform to artists, giving them the freedom to share their perspective of art as a concept, how it has helped to mold them into the person that they are today, and how society around them is changed as a result. This is Art as Told By, Arvo Pärty. Arvo Pärty is the pseudonym of electronic music producer and multi-instrumentalist Herb McGee, who is at the forefront of the Northern Irish electronic scene. The award-nominated producer has had a prolific release schedule in the last year, including the release of his second album, 2. I caught up with Herb in his studio.
What is art? I looked this up in the dictionary and it says, the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form, such as a painting or a sculpture. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if art is so much the expression as it is what is taken from it by the people who see it or hear it or feel it. Yes, art is expression of feeling and or emotion, if that's the same thing. But I think it has more to do with how it's interpreted. If I write a piece of music and I release it because I think I've taken it as close to the finish line as I can, that's not actually the finish line. And the finish line isn't even the point when it goes into somebody's ears and it affects them emotionally. It's a constantly evolving thing. If, like, for a piece of music for me, whenever I first heard any piece of music that did affect me, then if it still affects me, my life will continue. And my emotions continue to evolve as a result. I think that piece of art continues to evolve. But I don't know if art is just emotion or... People see art in weird things. People see art in a clock, which, yeah, there's an element of art in it. I couldn't make a clock. That's a fairly artistic thing. But it's also an everyday object. But now that I'm looking at the clock and going, well, that's quite artistic, that means to me it's art. So I think it's different for everyone. I don't think you can define what art is. Art personally impacts me emotionally. I think that's what I define as art. Something that impacts me emotionally and or makes me think. But again, it depends on the piece of art. Nessun Dorma, for example. It affects me, gives me goosebumps, makes me incredibly sad and incredibly hopeful. In equal measure, like I think all good pieces of music should, because, you know, that's what life is. It's a mixture of sadness and hope. My life, anyway. Good art makes me think and makes me feel. It makes me think about the world in a different way and think about words in a different way. I think good music is the same. What I define to be art makes me think and makes me feel. I think the creative world's best kept secret is, greatest could sound very cheesy, the mind of a child. Because they see things without all the crap that we associate this world with. Bills and politics, relationships, failed or otherwise. They don't see any of that. They just see what's right in front of them and it's all brand new. And they interpret it, take it as it is. I think that's the world's best kept creative secret. How do I feel about the battle of creating what I want to create versus creating what I think others will engage with most? Well, I personally don't have that battle. The things that I create solely for myself, even if it's a remix for somebody else. Yeah, you want them to like it, but I create it because I think it should be that way. I think it's good that way. And if it comes from my gut that way, then I feel that's how it's obviously meant to be. Somebody else could do it a different way, fair enough, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to take... to try and copy other people's ideas. There's no point in that. That's their job. I know a lot of people who are conflicted by the idea that they should be creating things a certain way to impress certain people or to keep up with certain people. This is in the music world, to keep up with certain styles or trends. Yeah, fair enough, to keep up to date to an extent. I think that anybody who creates anything, it should be created for them. Whenever I create something, I'm trying to find something. I don't know what it is. I never know what it is, but, you know, a sound can spark something inside you, and then you start to realize it's something else, and then you keep chasing that. I think if you create something to engage others, I think that's the wrong reason to create. That just applies to me. Hollywood movies, for example. Yep, you're creating something to engage millions and millions of people if you're writing The Avengers. But, you know, you're stuck within the confines of that thing, which makes it a product and not art. Which is not to say that there's no artistic endeavor in it. Of course there is. There's plenty. And there's people doing things on movie sets and within the confines of Hollywood that I could never imagine. But that I don't think that's art. Because you're doing it for a specific audience. That's a product. It's different. I think today's society is a very strange place. Politically, it's a disaster, obviously. And a lot of artists in my field, music, feel that they have to express their politics through the medium of music. Fair enough. Use your platform, etc. And maybe artists are important in that respect, that they can buck the trend. I mean, I'm not going to do that. I see art as escapism, something that can take you somewhere else, somewhere that's not here and not now. Like a great book will take you away and you'll look up on the page and go, oh, I'm still here. Same as great music. I think it takes you to another place, and that's why it's so important. That's why artists are so important. True artists. There's a lot of people who are called artists who I don't think are artists. I'm not going to name any names, obviously. That's, you know, they're doing their thing, fair enough. That's what they want to do. Maybe that's why they're here. That's another form of keeping people's minds off things and taking them away from the here and now. And yeah, sure, that's important. I think that's the role of an artist in today's society, is to make people think about the world. I think a big part of art is honesty. I think there's an honesty lacking in quote-unquote art. Because if it's not honest, what is it? I think artists are very important in today's society, but only real artists. And yeah, it's a selfish endeavor to go and find that thing that's inside you, whatever. But if you're driven towards that, then that's your thing. Maybe that's the reason why you're here, wherever this is. I don't know.
Thanks for tuning in. To learn more about Arvo Party's work, you can find him on Twitter and Instagram at Arvo Party. Herb's music is available on both Bandcamp and Spotify.
If you'd like to learn more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories from a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, available for both Apple and Android.